I now think we're heading to big trouble in the recruitment business when we have many jobs advertised on bulletin boards and then not entirely true or not. If you go to, say, jobserve.co.uk or jobsite.co.uk or cw360.com and look up Java developer, you'll see many jobs there. Or try it with project manager and you'll see lots of jobs there. And if you read some of the contractor forum comments, everybody's expressing the same sort of concern. Are these genuine jobs or not? Now, everyone knows there's a limited size of engineers around the world. We don't have infinite supply, hence there's a demand. It's also economic by location. You'll find lots of good engineers in London, more than you would find in Manchester at certain times of the year. So Christmas is going to where you're not going to have a great supply of new candidates in the market compared to, say, August or actually October. I'd say that there's also a factor of talent there. Talent is universal. You know, you could be a hot talent in Middlesbrough and a great developer, but your rates will have to be cheaper than they are in London. And everyone understands that clients go through the endless frustration of finding the right person to do the job. It's a laborious task, interviewing. It's not easy. And it's still definitely not being easy being interviewed. Job search, to put it quite frankly, isn't fun. And unless you're one of those rare individuals who like interviewing all the time, like let me channel in Joe Nuxall, then you're probably thinking, yeah. Bad recruitment practice by anyone in our industries hurts all of us. Take the humblest of job specifications in a bulletin board. Often they are strung together and with technical terms like TDD, Java, EE, and business speak. Like we want someone who knows full development lifecycle or agile. They do little to give the real reader a discernible imagination of what the company is like to work for. So as a permanent person, you might be thinking, right, you need to know more about the company. Contractors less so, but even though contractors also think about the client, is the client going to be good or, you know, good to work for, or do you charge more money for it? You don't know these things from the job specifications, which is why people like me value face-to-face communications. Yet, it's increasingly hard to get the face-to-face up front. And if you do, you must be lucky, good, or combination of great, or all three. Either the client wants a Java test. Some clients want a Java test to be written up front, which I'm refusing to do. I'm already contracting, doing a 9-to-6 job. I don't have time to do an assignment, any more time to take away from family. Or I have to dance with the recruiter. And worst of all, I find that recruiters are being reticent in providing more information. They are refusing to give out the name of the client, exactly what the technology is, sometimes even crucial bits of their technology, such as big data modelling, are left out of their partial job specifications. And this is a cause of frustration. So we don't know exactly what's going on when we apply, which is entirely unfair. Yet they want people like myself to send over a curriculum vitae, a resume, a CV, without giving us any hope of knowing what this business is about. This is really difficult to fathom, really, because how do you know if you have two similar job specifications if you don't really know the names, if you get a job specification at all? Is there a real job out there, or are you just building a people database?